Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts. It's Monday, the 28th day of February, 2022. Folks, we finally got past all that chilly weather and all that overrunning pattern we saw late last week. Get back to sunshine. 62 was high on Sunday with the sunshine out at Camp Mabry, 60 out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, and we only go up from there. Warming temperatures through much of the week, pretty dry and stable weather pattern. We'll actually get the surface high off to the east of the area a little bit by tonight and tomorrow. What does that mean? With a clockwise wind flow around that surface high, once it gets far enough to the east, we begin to pull up a south to southeasterly wind across south central Texas, and that should begin as early as late this afternoon tonight on into tomorrow. But it's not any real big change real quickly. We'll get some clouds back, I think, tomorrow into tomorrow night, as we see temperatures warm back from the 60s into the 70s by mid and late week. Once we get to Friday in the weekend, I think there'll be enough moisture return for late night and early morning low cloudiness in place. In addition, we'll see lower pressure develop through much of the central plain states, and as a result of that, we're likely to see at least more in the way of cloud cover, especially the late night and early morning variety. But in addition, we could see some light rain showers or patches of light rain develop, mainly east of Austin, east of the I-35 corridor, as early as Saturday, a little more likely Sunday. All that in advance of yet another cold front. This one looks to be a rather sluggish front, but it does look like it does make it into the Austin area sometime by about a week from today, by next Monday morning, and that could bring a shower with it. Again, mainly along and east of I-35, that's where the best moisture and instability here at 7 days out appears to be when that front moves in. So we'll be watching it closely. I will also tell you that if you go beyond this and look at the outlook from the Climate Prediction Center, part of the National Weather Service up in College Park, Maryland, the 8 to 14 day period is interesting. The western half of the country is decidedly colder than average once again. I'm wondering if we have one more little outbreak of cooler air that'll be beyond this 7 day forecast period out in the 8 to 14 day period we need to watch. And it also indicates perhaps a little more in the way of rainfall. Last thing I'm going to mention today on this Monday is we wrap up the month today. We wrap up the month of February. Really amazing numbers here. We're looking at both Bergstrom and Mabry being 6 to 7 degrees below average when you look at February 2022. It's kind of interesting. 19 days of the month so far have seen Bergstrom at or below freezing on a calendar day basis. Out at Camp Mabry, it's about 10 days as of yesterday. And it's just interesting to me. I'm told that out at Bergstrom, this is probably going to be the third, so far, the third coldest February on the record. And that record at Bergstrom out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, and back in history, of course, Bergstrom Air Force Base, that's going to go back to the early 40s. The period of record at Camp Mabry being a lot longer here in the city, over 100 years of climate data, I'm thinking this is pretty close to being the 20 to 25th coolest February in the period of record. So it's interesting. Think it was a chilly month. It was. It was also a little wetter month. We'll end the month with rainfall on average a little less than a 1 inch above average. So kind of a damp and kind of a chilly month for South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 28th day of February, 2022. I'll update my text forecast on the website. In addition to my audio weather thoughts again on Tuesday morning. Hope you have a good Monday. Get out and enjoy that sunshine.